The Alliance intends to select Mattoon, Illinois, to host the FutureGen project.
In a Washington press conference carried on the internet, FutureGen Alliance CEO Mike Mudd announced that the Central Illinois community would be home to the $1.8 billion coal-burning facility. Mudd says final selection over Tuscola and two cities in Texas was based on factors like science, cost analysis, and analyzing risks versus benefits, not politics. Several hundred acres northwest of Mattoon will be used for the plant, which will use two techniques, coal gasification, an alternative to burning coal, and coal sequestration, or storing plant emissions underground. At Mattoon's Time Theater, more than 100 residents were joined by local and state leaders celebrating the news of landing the FutureGen plant. Governor Rob Blagojevich says it's time the state took advantage of its coal reserves while having the technology to clean high-sulfur content coal and boost the economy in an ecological way.
We are fighting for a clean environment, using our natural resources in a way so that we can fuel our economy, create jobs, but be sensitive to the air that we breathe and the quality of the water that we drink.
Angela Griffin is the CEO of Coals Together, an economic development group that headed up the effort to lure FutureGen.
We knew all along that we had what they were looking for. We knew that there was value and merit to this program, that FutureGen really is going to change the world, and we had a responsibility, especially if we have that geology, to make it available for a project like this.
When coal emissions are pumped underground, the carbon dioxide stays where it is. But it's a new concept being discussed on a wide scale. And Robert Findlay with the Illinois State Geological Survey says since this field is young, state and federal officials have to write the rules as they go along.
So FutureGen will be just one part of a whole national scenario in which permitting these wells and the safety and effectiveness of these wells will be assured based on those new regulations.
Another question mark revolves around the funding of the facility. While the FutureGen Alliance gets some of its money from coal and electric companies, the greatest portion of the plant relies on federal dollars that have yet to be secured. There has been criticism from the Energy Department that the cost of the plant is spiraling out of control. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin understands those worries.
Of course, there's a concern as to whether this figure is becoming unmanageable. And that's why we have to come to grips with it quickly. If this means sitting down with the Alliance and working out some new arrangement, I hope we can do that. But I'm not naive here.
Durbin also hopes the utility and coal industries put more money into the project. Back in Mattoon, people are still upbeat about getting FutureGen. It's expected to generate 1,300 construction jobs, along with 150 permanent ones. And an economic impact study conducted by Southern Illinois University shows that about 1,200 spinoff jobs could locate in the area as well. Charleston resident Jerry Myerscough says both Mattoon and Tuscola stand to benefit in that way.
This area has just been so depressed. We've lost so many factories, so many jobs, that this coming in has really excited the whole communities. Both communities, and I think it helped both communities kind of pull together to get this thing done.
Meanwhile, there was a subdued reaction at Tuscola's community building when the Mattoon site was announced. Mayor Dan Kleiss says not getting the plant was disappointing, particularly for his local team that worked hard to lure it to town.
However, being only 24 miles from Tuscola, the siting for this project, it's still going to be very important for us to continue to work together with the city of Mattoon and Coles County. So it's important for this to be a good project because we may be the site of the next one.
As for the big prize in this go-around, construction on the FutureGen plant is scheduled to start in 2010, with operations scheduled to start in the year 2013. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.